All right, so it's Hilchos Sukkah Perek Vav Rambam Halacha Yud Beis, the well-known Rambam. He calls man sheikanes leishiv basukkah, kol shivam avar kodam sheyeshiv, asher kedushan b'mitzvosav itzvanu leishiv basukkah. Okay. V'leile yom tov harishim avar chalasukkah v'achkach halazman. V'mesada kol habrachas alakos. Nimtza mekadesh me'umod, u'mavarech leishiv basukkah, the Yoshev, Vachach Mavarach Alazman. The Kazaria Minig Rabose Rabone Svarad Lakadish Ma'umad Baleil, it should be Le Baleile, right? I think the Kafach has Baleile, right? Yeah, because it doesn't make any sense. Baleile Rishon Shelchag Kamosha Biano. Yeah, because that's what he said. Okay. So it's clear from the Rambam that the Leishiv Basukkah means the Maisi Yeshiva. Maisi Yeshiva, which is difficult. I mean, the whole idea is difficult. That's the Maisi Yeshiva. Leishiva Sukkah means Teshvikin Tadur. It doesn't mean the mice is sitting down. So, that I mean, immediately is problematic. Yeah. The Ravid says, Omar Avram, Lo Diek. Umiri mekamenu lohoya me'olam kaza. V'hatam ki ha'yeshiva eina ela al das achila. The kol's man sheina ochel over la mitzvah hu bamas. So what is the Ravid's critique? Is the Ravid's critique is that it's not yeshiva but it's achila. So that's what the Ravid should say. All the Ravid should say is that ki ha'yeshiva eina ha mitzvah. He should say ela achila. Because man sheina ochel over mitzvah. So the rabbit is very, very difficult also. I mean, the way the rabbit expresses himself. He doesn't seem to be hitting the point. I mean, his point is that the main thing is achila, not yeshiva. Yeah. Right. So we said that from the plain pshat in the Rambam, it's hard to get out of the idea that the yeshiva itself is a mitzvah. The Maisi Yeshiva is, I mean, it's difficult, like we said, where does it come from? But the plain shot in the Rambam is the Maisi Yeshiva. Mvarach Kodem Yeshiva. Okay? So what we wanted to say was that, in the Rambam, you have to say it's Maisi Yeshiva. But what is Maisi Yeshiva? So the Rambam held that that yeshiva is a characteristic maisa of dira. Okay, b'shivtecha b'veisecha. So it means that the maisa yeshiva is really a characteristic of dira. So the bracha was nikva before the act, which is the act that is characteristic of dira, that has the character of dira, which is Maisi Yeshiva. Okay? So, you'll ask me a question, though. It still doesn't answer, because really, when is he Chayev in Sukkah? The Ram doesn't deny Teshuva Kein Taduru. So, he should be Chayev the moment he walks in. Right? So, even though you're going to say that Yeshiva is characteristic of, is a Maisa's characteristic of Dira, right? But the question still remains, why doesn't he make the bracha the moment he walks in? Before he does a Maisi Yeshiva, because isn't he Mekayim the Mitzvah Sukkah then? Okay? All right, so let's hold that question. But I think that we're forced to say what we're saying, that the Rambam maintains that it is the Maisi Yeshiva. I mean, you can't get out of it from his Lashon, it's clear. So the bracha was Niskan on the act which is characteristic of Dira, which is the Maisi Yeshiva. Okay, in other words, let's follow along with the premise. Okay, even though we have the problem, I mean, we still have the problem, but why? Why should it be that way? Okay, why should it be that way? But nevertheless, that's what the Rambam maintains. Okay? I think let's leave that question. We'll come back to that question. But like I said, let's just follow along the pattern that the Rambam seems to be setting up. Can't deny, he's saying yeshiva is what it is. Okay? And so all we did was we said that yeshiva is not just maisi yeshiva, but yeshiva is the act which is characteristic of dira. So the bracha is before the act which is characteristic of dira. And that's yeshiva. B'shivtcha b'vaisecha. The two things we said are characteristic of dira. Yeshiva and shchiva. B'shivtcha b'vaisecha v'shachbucha. So yeshiva is a maisa that's characteristic. That's why a house is made for yeshiva. I mean, if you have a house without a chair, without a couch, I mean, it's not a dira. I mean, the mice of dira is yeshiva. Okay? Achila is not. Achila, according to the Rambam, is you eat in your house, but the main act which shows you're living in your house is yeshiva. You don't always eat. You come in your house, you sit down on your couch, you relax. So that's the mice. That's the mice of dira. The mice of dira is yeshiva. Achila is for you eat also, but that's not the ikker. That's not the ikker dira. He doesn't even know the ikker dira is achila. The ikker dira is a ma'is dira of yeshiva babayas. Yoshev babayas. Yoshev bevesa.
You see from the word itself, the dwelling is yeshiva.
Is yeshiva. Yeshiva is right, that's correct. I mean, why is that word used? Because that is the characteristic ma'is. A person comes to his house, he wants to sit down. He sits on his couch, he relaxes. So the yeshiva is the characteristic ma'isa of dira. So the bracha was niskan before that characteristic ma'isa. Ah, you'll ask me the question like we said before, but it should be niskan before the kima mitzvah. That's a good question. Let's leave that question go for a while. Okay? All right. Now, with that shot, let's take a look at the Ravid. What is the Ravid saying? See, the critique of the Ravid. The Ravid says that V'hatam ki v'hatam, he says ki yeshiva eina al das achila b'chol zman sheina ochal over la mitzvah ubamis. You see, so what's the critique of the Ravid? See, the Ravid is not critiquing the Rambam on his premise that yeshiva really is the characteristic maisa. But what the Ravid is saying is like this: that the Rambam should have differentiated between two different types of yeshiva. In other words, sometimes a person is simply a yoshev b'veso. He wants to sit down on his couch and relax. That's one kind of yeshiva. But sometimes the yeshiva is really for a purpose. And that purpose is achila. That's a different kind of yeshiva. You see, that's the Ravid's critique. The Ravid is not criticizing the Rambam like you think at first sight. That he's saying it's that yeshiva is wrong, but achila is really what it is. He's not doing that. He's agreeing, he's going along with the Rambam. The yeshiva is the characteristic ma'aseh of dira. But the only thing he's saying is that while that's true, the Rambam wasn't careful to differentiate between two types of yeshiva. There's a yeshiva al-das yeshiva, and then there's a yeshiva al-das achila. So the yeshiva al-das achila, the yeshiva isn't actualized until achila. So that's exactly what the Ravid means. He says, V'atam ke yeshiva ein al-das achila. Because as long as he didn't eat, so the yeshiva hasn't been actualized. So it's really kodem yeshiva. So the Rambam's not consistent. That's the Ravid's critique. It's a subtle critique. It's not like it seems at first sight that he's just knocking out yeshiva and he's saying achila. He agrees with the Rambam's definition. He agrees. The only thing is the Rambam wasn't careful. There's two types of yeshiva. Okay, in the yeshiva al das achila, that kind of yeshiva is not actualized until the achila takes place. So it's still over las yasa. Still over las yasa. That's the critique of the Ravid. Okay?
What are you saying
That's why our minig, he says, was never like that. Why wasn't it like that? Because they realized that yeshiva, when you're sitting down to make kiddush in achila, that's a different yeshiva. So that's nonsensical than the Maisi Yeshiva. Okay? The Ravid's critique on the Ram was because Kiddush ordinarily the Ram was you have to be sitting down. So the Ravid says, why change the minigear? No reason to. It's the level of Asiyasa.
Okay,
So the Rambam has to hold that it's true that the Yeshiva is not actualized until the Achila, but the Ascholas Yeshiva is when he's Yoshev Lecho. So the bracha has to be over Lasi Yasso, has to be before the yeshiva. That's the machlokes the Rambam arrived at. We have yeshiva al das achila. It's not actualized until the achila. That's when the yeshiva is actualized. When is the over lasiyasa? Is the over lasiyasa before the actualization of the yeshiva, or before the maisi yeshiva? That's the haschola of the yeshiva l'shem achila. That's the machlekes Rambam writer. Okay. All right.
That's
right. That's the one Masada Leishav Alakos. So that's why you can't make a coin to the Rambam. You can't make a Leishav Basuk and sit down and then make Kiddush. Okay? Because right. You want a Masada Alakos. Okay? So you're locked in. Basically, so the Rambam brings down Minhag Rabosov to prove his Svara. That's why I bring the Kazelia, Minagra Bosa, Rabbani Svar, Lakash Mumbo Lele Rishon Shel Chag HaSukkos Kmo Shel Bi'ano. Because he wants to prove his Svar. So he proves it from the Minagra Bosa. Okay? So that's why, yeah. So apparently, somebody asked me, did he hold in Svar that way? Or, yeah. Okay. You can get a little picayune. But it would seem that he held in Svar that way clearly. But he brought in the Raya from the Minhag Rabosov that's the Svar. Okay? And the Raya, that's why the Raya counters it with Me'olam Lohoya Minhag Mekomeinu Gazer. That if the Rambam's Minhag was the only Minhag, then he'd have a problem. So that's why he says, no, our Minhag was different. So you have no Raya from the Rambam's Minhag. So therefore, he supports his Svara from his Minhag as well. Because if the Minhag went against the Svara, he'd have a problem. That's why they mentioned the Minhagim. Okay? All right. See, with the sleep thing, it's the same Maisi Yeshiva. Because, you see, they used to be Yoshev al Mitos. So, even when they ate, they would recline on Mitos. So it's the same Maisi Yeshiva, according to the Rambam. If Yoshev Lishon or Yoshev or Stam Yoshev, because they used to be Yoshev al Mitos. So it's the same Maisi Yeshiva, really. So that's what I would say about Shino. That it's not in our society, it's a totally different thing. Either you're upright in a chair or you're prone in a bed. But in their days, they used to be Yoshev al Amita. So the Mita, it's the same Maisi Yeshiva. It's the same Maisi. I would say according to the Rambam, and probably the Ravid also is that way, that the Maisa that characterizes Yeshiva, characterizes Dira Babayas, is the Maisa Yeshiva, and it's the same Maisa Yeshiva, whether it's Yeshiva Lechol, Yeshiva Lishon, or just Tam Yeshiva. Okay? Because they used to be Yoshev al Mitos. Okay, so the Rosh is Samach Vav Amar Aleph. Ha'osa Sukkah L'atzmo is Omer Baruch Shechiyano and Nichnas Leishev Bo'omer Leishev Basukkah Kosev Ramzal the Yesh L'Kadesh Me'umad Mishum Over L'Asiyasam L'Dvarav Ho'yatzarach L'Varach Kodem Shei Kanispa V'Aknisa Hiya Mitzvah V'Lo Ha'Yeshiva Dimo Yochum Me'umad Ho'yatzarach L'Varach HaLasukkah. Okay, so that's the Rosh's kasha. What's the Rosh's kasha? The Rosh's kasha is he doesn't hold from the premise. He doesn't hold from the entire premise that there's a maisa which is characteristic of yeshiva and the bracha was niskan on that maisa over lasiyasa. Okay, but he holds that you should make the bracha before you nichna. According to what he's saying is according to the Rambam. If the Rambam is saying yeshiva, so what's the yichus of yeshiva? It's just another Maisa Dira. So walking in, you're also Chayav. So you should make the bracha before you walk in. Okay, before you walk in, that would be Avol HaSiyasa. I mean, and in Svara, that's really good. I mean, no. Why does anybody do that? It's a good question, huh? Yeah. Why isn't that Avol HaSiyasa? Okay. Yes. So that's the Rosh's kasha. According to the Rambam, yeshiva is just one act of dira. And tiyul is also an act of dira. So the moment you nichnas, you're a dar. So why don't you make the bracha over lasiyasa before you enter the sukkah? That's logically where you should make it. Okay? It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. I mean, it's a good kasha. Yes? That was basically simply the kasha that we had. Yes? Isn't that just a... So that's the Rosh's question. The Rosh's question is really a question not just on the Rambam. I mean, it's a question in general. He has to answer that question. He's responsible for, for that question. I mean, why isn't it make sense? Avolas just before Knesset, the mitzvah is a Knesset. Okay? Elavadai, kivan the mitzvah sukkah, hi achila v'tiul. The Rush makes it clear that the mitzvah is achila and tiul. Im mevarech achar sheyeshev, mikri shafer avolas yasam. Ki the isa bi rishami the brachos, perakaroa. Okay. Nisatev, what is Hashem, right? Nisatev, Omer Asher Kedishan B'mitzvosa V'tzivanu L'Satev Patzitzis. Alma, Afo Pishekvar Nisatev, Mevorech, L'fisha Mitzvah Nimsheches, Kol Zman Shehu Ma'utuf V'omed. Okay. So he's saying, so the Ram also has that Allah. Ram has it in Perek Yudalef in Brachos, right? That a mitzvah that's nimsheches, if you didn't make it before, you could still make it. Okay, like by tzitzis.
Yeah, but that's not b'di'evit.
But that's not, it's only b'di'evit. But the rush is an interesting rush. The rush is saying l'chatchila. The rush is saying l'chatchila. As a matter of fact, I mean, and he's medayik from the Lashon of Yishalmi, because the Lashon of Yishalmi is nis'atef. Nis'atef, Omar Asher Kedishan was one of the satef. This is not Kodem Shisatef. So we took a look in the tour. Have you got the tour? Yeah, it's really pretty clear in the tour. The tour is like Hilchos Tzitzis Ches. Umiyarach anetilas yodov yisatev petzitzis ma'umad. Then he goes into Seder atifaso. Pirush Hagana tifshish me'elim. And then the question is whether you need a tifshish me'elim. He says v'derech atifu rochba l'kom asayi shemach z'beis tzitzios l'fonov v'beis tzitzios l'achrov shehei mesubov b'mitzvos v'machasa rosho shelo yiyahei begilui rosh. A lot of things are not clear. He says, where are yamukas? Not where yamukas. Anyway, okay. But after he says all that, he says v'yivarech l'satev patzitzis. So it's pretty clear from the tour, the son of the rush, that the bracha is after Yimisatev Patzitzis. It's not like we do. How does the Rambam say? The Rambam says the Rambam, we do like the Rambam. Because the Rambam says that what?
He says, Haros mitzvah v'abirach, mitzvah shodayin asiyah sekayem mitzvah v'arach achar asiyah. Keita, harin shin nisatev v'tzitzis v'shalavet tfilin v'shayoshah v'tzokah v'labirach tfilah chozim v'arach.
Right, v'labirach tfilah. But really the Rambam, in the Rambam where he tells you by Yimisatev, okay, he says openly, he says that you mevarach kodem sheyisatev. Kodem sheyisatev. That's why, I mean, we hold the talis like this, make the bracha, and then put it down. Okay, like the Rambam. But it's not like the Rush. It's not like the Rush, and it's not like the Tur. The Tur is pretty clear. And then he has another halacha. That, yeah. That he says he says v'im yutzel esatef miyad v'kumo k'dei shelo yelech dal ramas b'lo tzitzis o sheyesh lo tzitzis b'chaluko, like a talis cotton yachal alo shel miyad b'lo bracha v'l'kishiyitl yodav yimashmesh b'tzitzis yivarech l'esatef b'tzitzis o im yisatef achkach b'talis acheres yivarech alev yichav in lifto gamas zos shelov ashkva. So you see he holds l'chatchil, he can do that, put on a talis cotton. And then when you get to shul, you make a bracha on the talis gadol, and you have in mind to be to ponder the talis cotton. I mean, that's what he holds. So it's pretty interesting. He holds there's nothing wrong with that. He holds you're not why? Because simply the reason is like this. Because why do you do it right away? Because you shouldn't be machmetz a mitzvah. But if you have a reason, because you want to wear a talis cotton, and you want to pater the bracha, you want to pater with the bracha and the talis gadol, so you have a reason, so there's no problem. So l'chatchila, you can do it that way. And that's what he holds.
And what, forget the talis gadol, why does he say to to put it on for us, and then why dafka that seder?
You mean the Torah in general? Why holds that way? Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that. Okay. We'll get to that. I mean, that's the main problem there. But that's what the Torah holds. And, what? By tefillin, now tefillin's different. So hold on to tefillin. Tefillin, we can't go over here. What's up? Torah says again in Simon Chaf Bey, so Osa Tzitzis La'atzmo Mavarach Shechiyanu, Nis'atef Bo Mavarach L'satef Patzitzis. It's pretty clear. I mean, because the Mechaber also goes like that. Yisatef Patzitzis V'Yivarach Moma. Seira Atifaso, he goes, the same thing like the Torah. It's interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'eskimu rov ha'achronim d'lechatchil tzorach lios ha'bracha kodem ha'atifa. Ta'ayna b'shoshu ochzo b'yodo v'rotz l'satif bo d'zeo ovel asiyos en mamish. V'lo yagdim b'shoshu adayin atalas mekupelas d'zeo ovel over. Okay. Shouldn't make the bracha while the talas is still falling. Okay. But he recognizes Lashon HaMechaber is really like the tour, which is like the rush, which is pretty amazing. Okay. We always think it's a double pashut that everybody holds it. You make the bracha kodem atifa, but you see from the Torah, from the Shulchan Aruch, that's not the case. That really you make the bracha la'achar atifasa. So the question is why? Yeah. So the thing is like this. So what we wanted to say is like this: that there are two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah nimsheches, like the Rush explains. And then there's a mitzvah which is a maisa. Okay? Two types of mitzvahs. So in the concept of maisa, you have a kodem and achar. Because that's the nature of maisa. The maisa said, did this maisa happen before the maisa or after the maisa? So the characteristic of kodem and achar really intrinsically applies to the category of maisa. But when you have a continuum, it doesn't really apply. Because you have to say before the continuum began. You see, you don't say before the continuum. Before, because the continuum is it's mitzvah nemsheches, extends over time. And you have to align the time with the continuum and say before the time of the commencing of the continuum. So the Rush holds that that's not good. That's not good. That's not Ovel Asiyos. That's Ovel Over. There's no Tziruf over there. See, the main thing is, the main idea of Ovel Asiyos is Tziruf. So it's Tziruf. So therefore, what the Rush is saying is like this, that where it's a Maisa, and the characteristic of Maisa has a Kodem and Acher, so that Tziruf is through the characteristic of Kodem. But where it's a continuum, it's a Mitzvah and Sheches, so then you can't do it Kodem. The Kodem is not a Mitzarif. You see, so therefore there's no Tziruf. According to the Rush, if you make the bracha on the talis, you'll hold it up like this. You make the bracha and then put it on, there's no tziruf. It's a problem. That's why Elzi Yishalmi said, Dafka nis'atef bo mevarech l'satef batzitzis. Because then there's a tziruf. But if you do it before the continuum, there's no tziruf. If you do it before the maisa, there's a tziruf. Because the characteristic of maisa has in it built in by definition is kodem ha-maisa and lacha ha-maisa. So the characteristic of kodem is a mitzaref. But in a continuum, you don't have that. You have to say before the beginning, before I commence the continuum. That's no good. Then it's unrelated to the mitzvah. It's related to an accident in the mitzvah. So it's not. It's not really Ovel Asiyos. It's not Mitzuruf. That's the Rush of Allah. Interesting, huh? So that's how the Rush answers this question. In other words, why don't you make the bracha before you do the Knesa L'Sukkah? Because that's really the Knesa is the mitzvah. So the Rush answers, you can't do it then. Because that's like by Tzitzis. It's a mitzvah nimsheches. And a mitzvah nimsheches means before I begin the continuum of dira. So therefore, if I do it before the continuum, there's no tziruf. It's not like the tilas lulav, which is a maisa. Yeshiva besukah is a continuum. And a continuum doesn't have the characteristic of kodem because it's not maisa. It's not a maisa. It's not in the category of maisa. So it's a different concept. So therefore, you can't say that I'll make the bracha before Knisa. Because before Knisa would mean before the beginning of the continuum. So you're relating the Ovelasiyasa to an accidental feature of the mitzvah, but not to the essence of the mitzvah. That's why the Rosh holds, that's how he answers the question. Okay? So you're bracha
levatala. Why does the Rosh say?
The Mishnah Berurah goes like he's the Achronim, so he goes, Rov Achronim, hold that way, so that's the way he goes. Ubasukas Teshvu Pirish Tisakvu, Kamova Yeshiv Omba Kodesh, Vachain Upesacha Omoe Teshvu. Vileshe Basukah Hainu Nami Lisakev Basukah, then Kain Mikri Shapra Ovalasi Yasan and Mivarach Achai Yeshiva. Okay? Mivarach Achai Yeshiva. Okay. Yeah, what does he mean by tisakfu? Well, we had a hard time with that, but the Gra really explains it. All he means is, it sounds funny when he says tisakfu, that she mean ma'akev yourself in the sukkah. Well, what does that mean, ma'akev yourself? All he means really is like the Gra says, teshu came to duro. That doesn't, he's being mafki, he's being motzi from the Rambam Shita. That teshu means a maisi yeshiva. He's saying it means to stay in the sukkah, to be in the sukkah. So he says, so therefore, even after yeshiva, it's avalas yasa before. In other words, you should spend time in the sukkah. There should be a duration of time in the sukkah. So a person's about to eat, so he sat down, so it's before the duration. That's the lashon leishev v'sukkah. To be dar, to be ma'akev sham. To live there, to be there. Be kavei yourself there. So he says, so therefore it's considered avalas yasa. That's the rush. Okay? All right, but why? Somebody asked the question. Why does he do it? That was Anna's question. Why does he do it
before yeshiva?
Before, and I mean,
why does he do it
as soon as he walks in? The rush is only teal and achila are the mitzvah. So why does he do it as soon as he walks in? He's metayel, right? So he answers like this: that in dira there are different levels of dira. Okay. For instance, you can't be ochel chutzal sukkah, but you can be yoshev chutzal sukkah. Okay, it's a kiyum if you're yoshev chutzal sukkah. It is a mitzvah. There's no question about it. But the essential dira is really is achila. Okay, is achila. That's why it's also ochel chutzal sukkah or koshina. Okay. But now the thing is like this. According to the Rush, you have to remember that according to the Rush, when it's a continuum, so there's no difference when you make the bracha. Like he says, you could put on the talis katan in your house and make it 20 minutes later when you're in shul and you put on the talis gadol. Okay? So why? Because in a mitzvah nimsheches, when you're osuk in the mitzvah and you make the bracha goes on the whole mitzvah, on the entire mitzvah. When you nisatef ba mevarei chashekim zuzon nisatef patzitzis, it doesn't mean the ituf that went on until now is not covered by the bracha. Okay, when it's continuum, and when it's a continuum, as long as the mitzvah nimshechas and the mitzvah is not gone, is not nigmar, so that's over lasiyoso, and it takes the shevach is going on the whole entity, on the whole continuum. The shevach is going. So the truth matters, it doesn't make a difference when you make the bracha. As long as you make the bracha before gemiras ha-mitzvah. Okay? So why do you make the bracha early? So the answer is like we said before, because it's a bazillion for the bracha if you postpone it. You should make the bracha as soon as you can. So, but if you have a reason to postpone it, so there's no problem. That's why he holds there's no problem postponing the talis katan bracha. Okay? So over here in sukkah, it wouldn't make any difference. But there is a hidur in making the bracha at a certain place. Why? Because the shvach of the bracha is greater if the bracha is said before ikadira. So that's a kiyum in the shvach of the bracha. So there's two questions here. The question is when you make the bracha. And the question is that the shvach of the bracha should be brought out to the utmost. So therefore, it's better to wait until you do a maisa, until kodem achila, after you yoshev, because yeshiva and teal is definitely mitzvah. But when you're going to make the bracha, it's going to cover the entire time, from afreya. Okay? So it doesn't make any difference. And if you do the bracha b'shas ikir kriyas besukah, so there's a hidur in the shvacha shalmakom of the bracha. The shvacha shalmakom. Just like, for instance, when you make a bracha on an apple. So you should hold it in your right hand. L'chatchila. Why? Because that's the chefta is involved in a way that it increases the shevach. So over here too, that's why he should do it when kodem achila, because that's the ikar kriyas. So it's a hidur in the shevach of the bracha. That's why the Rush does it at that time. That's the answer to Aaron's question. So, okay? Yeah.
The fact that this would be the point to this.
Very good, yes. Yeah, we mentioned it. Thanks for reminding me. The thing is, in Overlas Yasin, there's a tziruf. So before the Achila, the tziruf of the Overlas Yasin is mitzaref to the Achila. So therefore, in terms of Shvacha Shel Makom, the tziruf of Overlas Yasin is utilized in terms of the Shvacha Shel Makom. So there are two frameworks, the framework of the Bracha and the framework of the Kiyum Shvacha Shel Makom and the Bracha. So since you do it right before the Achila, so the Tziruf of Avolas Yasso is a Tziruf vis-a-vis the Shvacha Shel Makom of the Bracha. Okay? That's correct. He holds it because it is a Tziruf. And that's right. And that framework Achila is a Maisa. And the framework of Shevach, the Achila is a Maisa. So therefore it's Koda. And the framework of Shevach, the Achila is a Maisa. So there's two frameworks going on simultaneously. The framework of Shevach, in which Achila appears as a Maisa, and then there's the framework of the Kiyum Mitzvasa, which is, it's a continuum. Where it doesn't make any difference. Okay, but that's why the Rush says you should do it then, because it's a Kiyum in the framework of Shevach HaShamakom, before the Maisa Achila. Okay? And the question on the Rambam is, what's the difference between Sukkah and between Atifa? Correct? But by Atifa, you do make the bracha before. And over here, you don't. It's before the Maisa Yeshiva, the characteristic Maisa Yeshiva. I mean, according to the Rambam, it would be impossible to make the bracha before Knisa. Because since the bracha was niskan on the characteristic maisa of yeshiva, so you can't say leishev basukah and then walk in. I mean, that's
over the over.
What?
It's going to be over the over.
It'll be over the over. So the bracha was niskan on the maisa yeshiva, which is the characteristic maisa of dira. So you definitely couldn't make the bracha when you're standing on the threshold of the sukkah and then make the bracha leishev basukah, because that's definitely over the over. Now, as according to the Rambam, the translation of the Leishev Basukah means actual yeshiva. So it must be done immediately before the Maisa Yeshiva. I mean, according to the Rambam, if a person wants to be Metayel Basukah, so he could be Metayel, but first he has to be a Yoshev to make the Bracha. Because the Bracha was Niskan on the action which has the character of Dira. That's the way they were Masakin it. So if he wants Mitayel, he has to be Nichnas Leishev first, and then he can be Mitayel. But if he's going to be Mitayel first, so then he's going to have a problem, according to the Rambam. I mean, he's not Mechoyev.
Yeah,
he's not Mechoyev. Okay, you can say that, he's not Mechoyev. Because they want Mechayev in me, the Rabbana. In other words, the objective of the Knesset, according to the Rambam, is Yeshiva. And Yeshiva is the characteristic Maisa of Dira Basukah. So therefore, you make it before your Yoshev, and that's Overlas Yasso. It's Overlas Yasso for the Knesset also. Because the Knesset is Aldas Dira of Yeshiva. So as long as he does it before Yeshiva, that's Overlas Yasso. And the few steps he took doesn't matter. Because those steps were taken in order, were actualized by the Yeshiva. So it's Overlas Yasso. So it's Overlas Yasso. Okay? Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
It's true that Rambam holds that you make the bracha before yeshiva, even if the answer to Rav is kasha, even though yeshiva is a shem achila. But that's different because you have a maisi yeshiva, which has a character of yeshiva. So he says, so that's the haschola of the maisa. But knisa doesn't have the character of yeshiva. Knisa is l'shem yeshiva. So it's not the same. Knisa is l'shem yeshiva. So the whole knisa is actualized in the yeshiva. And yeshiva is the character of Dar. So that's what the Rambam holds. It's Avolas Yosef over here. Okay? It works out nicely. I think it works out very nicely. In other words, if the Knesset is L'shem Yeshiva, Yeshiva is Ikka Dira, is the Ikka characteristic of Dira, so then it's Avolas Yosef for the Knesset too, because the Knesset is just the means in order to do Yeshiva. So the whole mice is actualized before by Yeshiva. So now you have no problem with Chazal and Masakim like that. So Ben Yitzchak Lagan seems to be saying what we're saying. Alf Bishu Mishina Chaslov Tzarech Levarech. So in terms of the Kima Mitzvah, as soon as he walks in, he's Chayav, right? But Kima Chain Lo Kev Ela Be Yeshiva Besuda. He means that really is a Maisa Mochiach in terms of the Dira. So it's a greater Kiyam in the Shevach of the Bracha. And that's why he goes on and he says, V'yesh Kiddush HaKos Usudu Lefonov Sojan Alakos. It's also a Kiyam in the Shevach of Bracha. So he's talking all about the Kiyam in the Shevach of the Shevach. That's why he do it at that point. Okay? In other words, what?
For Stam eating?
What do you mean?
That was my question before, right?
In other words, the Rav Semel Chodesh is talking about the minig of making the bracha before the Suda. So he's not, but according to Rav Semel Chodesh, if you're not going to have the Suda, you're just going to eat peros, pashtus, and make a bracha then. But if you're going to eat a Suda, you should do it at the time of the Suda, because that's real kvias, and the kvias is reflected in the shevach of the bracha.
Right.
So that's why you do it then. But if you don't have it then, let's say you just metail basukah, so then you make a bracha. Yeah. But the lack in the shevach. If you have an opportunity to increase the shevach, you should do it. That's what Rav Semach Gaon is saying. Okay. Rabbi Meir hoya mevarach al sukkah kodem birkas hamotzi af b'chol mishum dekomar nichnas leishiv bo mevarach hilkach roy shetikdom bracha le birkas hamotzi miyad acha hayeshiva. Basically, Maram said it would seem to be correct. Because it's Nichnas Leishiv Bo, and he's Yoshev, and he's Kaveh himself. It's the beginning of the Kviyas, and it's before the Amotzi, because the Amotzi is Aschol Asuda. So the Shevach is good, and in terms of the continuum, it's the Bracha is Metzurah. Everything is fine. And it should come first. It should come first. So it should come first because since in the continuum he's this chayev right away, so it should you do execute it as soon as possible. As soon as possible. So but the is not knowing like that. Why is the knowing to make a motzi first? So he explains, because the is knowing not to make a bracha unless you're gonna do achila. So in order to implement that minig, so they made the bracha of Leshev Basukah after Hamotzi to show that you only do it once you maskel the Suda. To show that you only do it once you maskel the Suda. And you don't do it if you come into the Mitayel. That's where the minute came from. That's what he's saying.
As a wow, I mean, because
yeah, the Om wanted to be Mafkia from that Svar, from the Svar of Maram. The Svar of Maram is based on the idea that it's a continuum. So the continuum, you do it as soon as possible. And the perfect spot is right before the after yeshiva, right before the achila. That's when you mitzvah after the achila. Amotzi is aschalas achila, certainly. But they didn't want to do that because that would imply that you can make a bracha right away. It wouldn't be a bracha levatala. And they were knowing not to make a bracha on Tiel Hashena. So therefore, they instituted a minute to begin the Suda and then make the Leishei Basukah, to show and demonstrate that the Leishei Basukah you can only make on Achila. So you must be Maschil B'Achila.
Yeah.
That's the minig of the Am. That turned out to be our minig.
Yeah,
the Rush at this point is not explaining the Tom of the Am. But he's explaining why the Bracha got placed after Hamotzi. He's not explaining the Tom of the Am. Okay. Whereas the niyug of the Om was to make manifest that you only mevarach on achila. Okay? Why, he doesn't say. And shemaschel el dafkim shas achil hukach roi shivarach tchilat birkas hamotzi shemaschel asudu vach kach vach lasuk. Okay. Next, the mashem mevarach on lasuk b'shas hashino v'yafa pishim etzinu b'chomer yosa mei b'achila doch on achila saroi chus lasuk v'ein shem shinisroi chus lasuk. So Shina's Mahomer. So you should definitely make a bracha on Shina. Hayin taima the shemal yuchal lishon bavi brachal vatala. Maybe you'll have insomnia and it'll be brachal vatala. Okay. Yeah. I mean, according to that, if a person knows zvadai that he's going to go to sleep, so then wouldn't apply. I mean, it would seem. I mean, because if he knows vadai, I mean, what? Right. Yeah. Right. So he doesn't say what the reason for the om is. He doesn't say what the reason for the om is. Okay, but he says, but the om wanted to make it manifest that it's only b'shas achila, so therefore they're maschal l'suda. Okay, to make it manifest, the only mevarach b'shas achila. Okay, but now he says mashem mevarachin al hashina is because shema lo yuchal lishan vavi brachal vatala. I don't understand mamonashach. If the guy left the sukkah and he comes back into the sukkah, so then he's chayef mevarach because of til. Right? Elamai, even if he doesn't sleep, but he's dor besukkah gedekhsha dor v'resa, and his house doesn't fall asleep a lot of times too. I mean, why is it worse than teal? Right? And if what? If he was there the whole time, so why should he be in Mavarach altogether? He never left. He made a bracha when he comes in. So let's say according to the Rambam, for instance, he's Yoshev, now he's going to be Ochel, he's going to make another bracha, now he's going to be Holech Lishon, he's going to make another bracha. I mean, what is this Shita hold? Monashach. Okay? That's the difficulty in the Shita. His answer, he could agree with or not agree with. I mean, Chashash of insomnia. But the question is, I mean, well, what's the problem? Mamanashach, he didn't leave, so it doesn't make a bracha. If he did leave, so what, okay, if he doesn't fall asleep, but he still, that's Kedekhshi Dogavesa. Shouldn't be worse than Teal. Right? The answer is that he's going on the Nihug of the Am. But what is the Nihug of the Am, really? The Nihug of the Am is only Achila. You see, he doesn't explain the reason. But the Nihug of the Am is based on a Svara. What's the Svara? Only b'shas achila. Why only b'shas achila? Because apparently the niyug of the arm is your only mevarech where you mevatel the kiyam asay. You see? In other words, because Reb Chaim held, if you eat outside the sukkah, it's not an it's a kiyam, you mevatel the kiyam asay of eating in the sukkah. So the niyug of the arm was based on that idea that you only mevarech when you mevatel the kiyam asay. So if you metayel chutz l'sukkah, you're not mevatel the kiyam asay. But if you ochel chutz l'sukkah, that's an iser. You mevatel the kiyam asay. So, right? So therefore, and that's why his question fits in very well. He says that Sheena's even worse. Sheena's even more chomer. Because ochel on a roi chutz l'sukkah, v'ani shenim Sheena's roi chutz l'sukkah. So, in Sheena, there's a greater b'lasay. I mean, less, it takes less to be mevatel yasay. So if you only mevarach when you mevatel yasay, you should certainly be mevarach by Shina. Okay? That's the answer. So that's really the sheet of the Niyug HaOm. It's funny, he introduces it as Niyug HaOm, but he doesn't give it regilin HaOm. But apparently there's a svar behind it. There's a svar behind the Niyug. Okay? Yes, that's the answer to our question.
For the Yachila, but it's a new thing, which is the Bittul Asay. That's he would say a separate bracha.
That's correct. That's correct. That answers our question. I've got to go back and answer the question. So if our question was Manashach, if he left the sukkah, so he should move Aruch again because it's just like Teal. Like, can't fall asleep in his house too. But the answer is this sheet holds you only make a bracha on those things, on those meisim, which involve a bit lasay. So if he's not going to sleep, that's what he means. That's why he can't make a bracha. If you're not going to sleep, so then he's not going to be involved lasay. So it'll just be that he laid around in the sukkah, he could have laid around outside. It wouldn't have been involved lasay. And even if he was there continuously, but the bracha, according to them, was niskan on a maisa, which involves bit lasay. So Shina involves Bitlasei, and that's why he'd have to be Varach HaLashina. That's what the Rush is saying. Okay? This one, if the Rush is worried about general insomnia, but once he makes the bracha, he won't be able to sleep right. He knows he has to sleep. He has to sleep. Okay. Avravena tam pirish lefisha ikir hakeva she'odam ose besuka hi achila. Aval she'or tiyul v'shina she'osim besuka tfeilim legabe achila. V'hipotrasam. Interesting. The Gemara says there's one mandam in the Gemara that holds the only mavarach in the first day. Besukah, right? Lulav's kol shivan, sukkah is only the first day. Right? Yeah, why? Why does the... It's a funny thing. It's like I said, I mean, what happened to the Masorah there? But whatever. And it's a problem that... And I'll tell me here, the Rav say that does not answer that question. The question comes up an awful lot. You got to just have to answer it one time. But the question is that, that there is a mandama that holds. You only mivarach once when you first go into the sukkah for a kol shiva. Why? Why? Because he holds the bracha is on the kviyas besukkah. So you only kaveh yourself in sukkah once. So, therefore, unless it's Yodik Shaman, but that's not really Shrich in Eretz Yisrael. So, seems not Shrich around here either. So he's kaveh himself once, so the bracha's on the kviyas, and the kviyas is called Shiva. Because that's the Teshuv came to do it, that's Dir Basukah. It's same Dir as Keva, and, and be kaveh yourself in Dir Zeroy. So the bracha is on the kviyas basukah. And the kviyas only takes place once. So you only make one bracha, according to that mandama.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question on that, Shiva?
Certainly.
Oh.
As long as you're not asking a question on me.
The Gemara there.
Same concept by Tfilin. I mean, that he holds that because there's a maisa of kshira, but the kiyum is that the gavra should be. In a state of wearing tefillin all day long. So that's just once. The initial maisas kaveh and for tefillin kol hayom. So it's the same thing, same idea. Okay. So Rabbeinu Tam seems to be going along that path because he's saying the main kviyas, what's his lashon? She'ikir akeva she'odam osa basukah hi achila. So the maisa that's kaveh you is really the achila. In terms of kviyas basukah, the achila is the kaveh. The achila is the kaveh. So, yeah. So what does Rabbeinu Tam, so how do you put together Rabbeinu Tam? Yeah, let's say, for instance, according to Rabbeinu Tam, a person eats peres all week. So he's not Mekayim Sudis Yantos. He's not feeling well, whatever. So, I mean, according to Rabbeinu Tam, when would he be, how would he be Mevarach? I mean, he'd have to be Mevarach. And there wouldn't be anything to ponder him. So you see, Rabbeinu Tam is not speaking in terms of Hilchasuda. I mean, Hilchasuka, I'm sorry. Rabbeinu Tam is not speaking in terms of Hilchasuka, because in terms of Hilchasuka, I mean, he's not mukhif to eat a meal. He's not mukhif to eat a meal, so let's say he doesn't eat a meal. So Rabbeinu Tam's framework is a different framework. What he's saying is, it's the framework, Rabbeinu Tam's framework is the framework of the activities of an Adam, the Derech HaAdam. The Derech HaAdam is that the main thing is that the eating, whatever he does between meals, is secondary to the meals. In terms of the Maisei HaAdam, it's not in terms of Ulchasukah. So that's why he says Ikar V'Tafel. It's like by brachas. It depends on the way people eat. This is the ikar, and the other thing, the secondary thing is tafel. It depends on the person. It depends on the situation. So he's saying that derech b'nei adam in dira is that he thinks of it this way. That then what he does between meals is like the Russian brachas is. That's what what Aaron was saying. The Russian brachas is really more clear. What's his lesson over there? Shekol mitzvah shechayv adam yisuda lasuda.
Kigam shina
v'til. Kigam shina v'til shinun. So birchas leishev sukkah patrasa. Why is it patrasa? Because it means the das ha'odam. That's the way the das ha'odam is. The bracha is on the kviyas pesukah. On the ma'aseh, the bracha is on the achila. The bracha is on the achila. Just a second. In other words, the activities that he does between the sudas are unimportant, are insignificant to him compared to the suda. It's like they're like secondary. They're secondary in nature. That's what he's saying. So therefore, the bracha is done. It's like an umbrella. It's like an ikur and a tuffel. So the bracha automatically goes on those other activities. That's the, because it's halacha in the das ha'odam. In the das ha'odam. It's not halacha in sukkah. It's halacha in das ha'odam. That the activities that he does between suda and suda are in his mind are secondary to the suda. So he's waiting, so to speak, for the next suda. He's waiting for the next meal. So his das, when Leishev Basukah, his das is on the achila, and also the activities that are secondary. So the bracha is like an ikar v'tafel in birchas hananim. So the bracha, the das ha'odam on the bracha is on shina too, on all the activities that go in between. It's halacha in the das ha'odam. That's Sevanatan. That they were mesak in the bracha according to the das ha'odam. So when he says leishiv asukah, he means achila and everything that's nigger achar achila. He has his mind on that. Because the bracha is on the kviyas in the sukkah. The Rosh is the first paragraph of Brachas Osi Gimel. In other words, like this. In the Gemara, you have machlokas as to whether the bracha is on the Kviyas Pasukah, in which case you make one bracha all week, or whether the bracha is on the Maisa HaMitzvah of Dira. Right? That's the and you have to do it every day. That's the machlokas in the Gemara. So Rabbeinu Tam paskins, of course, that it's on the Maisa. But he holds that the spherest form of the bracha, it goes according to the kviyas, according to the das ha'odam in terms of kviyas, according to the das ha'odam in terms of kviyas pasukah. Okay, in other words, the paskins that it's that what's machayev in bracha is the maisa that's kaveya. It's the maisa that's machayev, not the actual kviyas, because otherwise you make one bracha a week. So it's really the maisa. But the Maisa is in the framework of the Kiyum Kviyas. It's in the framework of the Kiyum Kviyas. And the Das Adam is that everything that he does in between the meals is secondary. He's waiting for the next meal. So he's secondary to the meal. That's his Das. So the Bracha goes according to the Das Adam, and the Das Adam is based upon the Kviyas. So the essential... So that's why the bracha, in other words, the serious dvarm of the bracha, can go on anything that he has in mind that's secondary. It's just like ikar and tuffel in Berachas Hananim. That's what it means, tefillin law. It's halacha and brachas, really. It's halacha and brachas. Okay. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the birkas ha-mitzvah is on the maisa ha-mechuyeves pasukah. It's on the maisa, it's not on the kliyas. Because we don't paskin one bracha for 7 days. So it's on the maisa. Okay? But that maisa is in a certain framework, in the das ha'odam. So that when he makes the bracha on the ikar kviyas, so the das ha'odam is that the secondary activities are included. So he can't be mevarach again because the bracha covers it. Okay? But every time he eats, it's a different achila. There's a hefsek between one achila and the second achila. In other words, the bracha is on the maisa mitzvah of achila. Because that you mechuyev to do basukah. That's the maisa mitzvah. It's on the maisa. Now, you can't make, Taish says it's not like Talmud Torah, because in Talmud Torah, he's Torah kol hayom, he's not masik. But in achila, he is. Because he finishes one meal, that's it. Now the second meal is hours later. So there definitely is a hefsek between one meal and another meal. And it's a, so therefore you're chayav because you're doing a new maisa. And the bracha before can't cover you. But that's a second, that's a separate idea from the idea that the bracha is on the achila and is a tafel. The secondary activities that he does to achila. And to a human being, everything is secondary to achila. So therefore, the bracha on achila really is a poter. It goes on his dasis, it goes on the secondary activities as well. So, and even if he leaves, he says, even if he leaves the Rosh Hashanah and brachas, he still does not mavarch again. Why? Because he's not ochre as kvias. He's not ochre as kvias from the sukkah. So since it's not ochre as kvias from the sukkah, so there's no hefsik. It's not a hefsik. That the Rosh is just saying is not a hefsik. Okay? All right. I mean, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if he didn't, if he wasn't, he didn't eat a suda in the sukkah, so he wouldn't have to be, so he would have to mavarch on shina for sure. There's no question about that. The question is, would he, there's a benetam holy that's been varach on every maisa dira, like let's say teal.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it.
They don't bring that down,
does he? What?
Nobody brings that down.
That what, according to a benetam?
If you didn't eat, yeah, you didn't eat suda that day. You're not asleep.
Yeah, if you didn't eat that day.
If they just, right, Machaber just says, not going
if he's not feeling well, it's possible to go altogether. If he's not feeling well, it's possible to go altogether. So he can't have that case. But let's say whatever, he has a special diet. He doesn't, not, he's on a diet. He's not eating. He just takes a fruit every once in a while. So, I mean, according to Ben Atami, he's going to have to make a bracha on every maisa dira, which is what is a rashi, achila and teal. He'd have to make a bracha on achila and teal and shino. I mean, that would seem to be according to Ben Atami. You have to say it that way. What do you say? Yeah, by the way, the Chai Adam says, like we you were saying yesterday, that you make a bracha on tzitzis only after the ituf. Yeah, he said, in Klal Yud Aleph Gimel. Just a second. I'm sorry, it's Klal Yud Beis. Klal Yud Beis Gimel. Yisatef betalis u'bishor shemeiniach oso al rosho l'satef bo mevorech momad. And he has in parentheses, kach mefurish m'loshin kol ha-poskim, da bracha achar ituf. It's interesting. It's funny. It's Talmud to grow. To grow Zilla. But anyways, Avol Zilla Shmuel Rakeach. The Rakeach disagrees. Kishulakeach Talisa L'Santef Bo Omer Baruch Ato Hashem. Payin Sukkah Lametes Tasteh Zir Masul Over V'Lachein Nirli K'Mashik Kasafti. But then he brings down V'Nogin Olam Mavarach Kodam Yitav. But he himself holds basically the Mavarach Lachar Yitav. Interesting. Corroborates what we said yesterday. Okay. According to Rabbeinu Tam, since the Das Adam and Kvias is Achila, so it's Chal on the Shina, it's Chal on the Teal. But if he doesn't have the Achila, where's the Bracha? He's going to have to make a Bracha.
You make a switch like that.
What? I mean, you got to switch that, otherwise you're going to have your problem. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not Halacha and Hilchas Sukkah. You can never get out of it in Hilchas Sukkah because Shina is more important. It's Halacha and Hilchas Brachis. And the Das HaAdam. So it says the average person, to him, the most important thing is the meal. That's the most important thing. And everything that he does in between is tafel to that. So when he makes the Bracha, so the Bracha is going on everything. It's Halacha and Hilchas Brachis according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's the difference from Rabbeinu Tam. And in terms of Hilchas Sukkah, it doesn't make any sense. Because what do you mean? What do you mean Shina is tafel to Achila? I mean, Shina is Machamar, and then you're right. I mean, that the person has to sleep in a Sukkah. I mean, that's definitely Dira and Kviyas. I mean, in terms of Kviyas, you might say just the opposite. That a person that sleeps in a place, that's really the Kviyas. Yep. But in terms of, and you see in terms of Hilchas Sukkah, even a Shina, which is a, not Kavua, is Asa. Because that's Tashina, because that is always Kviyas. So in Hilchas Sukkah, you can't get out of it. But Rabbeinu Tam is not Halacha in Hilchas Sukkah. It's Halacha in Hilchas Brachis. And Hilchas Brachis goes according to the Das HaAdam, and the Das HaAdam is that it go. Everything else is ancillary to the Achila, and therefore it's subsumed under it.
It's ancillary to Achila in terms of what?
In terms of the way he thinks about his life. The way he thinks. It's Kviyas. The way he thinks about it. So, therefore, it's... Therefore, the tafel is it's chal on the secondary activities. That's the das ha'odom. It's halacha and hilchas brachas according to Rabbeinu Tam.
Why did you take it out of hilchas sukkah?
In other words, the question you might be able to carry it a little further. that the question by Birkas HaNinim goes by the Das Adam in terms of the person's Hanor. By regular Birkas HaMitzvah, it's just the Birkas HaMitzvah, like Tilz Lulav. But Sukkah's Dira. Dira, that's the Machlokes Rishonim. Does Dira really, do you treat it like a Birkas HaMitzvah exclusively? So then you can't say the Das Adam and the Brachas HaNitzvah like a Birkas HaNinim and the Das Adam is going to play a role. Okay, or do I say no? Because Dira is like a kind of Anas Adam. So therefore, it goes by the person's Das. Goes by the person's Das. So that's that you could boil down the Machlokes Rishonim to that. Is, in other words, this Dira, since Dira is a type of Hanasa Adam, so is the Bracha Niskan in the same framework as the Birkas HaNinim? I mean, that's what he's saying. It's the same framework as Birkas HaNinim, because it says he can tuffle. So Dira is Hanasa Adam. So Rabbi Natan says that's why it goes according to the Dasa Adam in terms of how he thinks of the enjoyments of Dira. So the main enjoyment of Dira is really the Achila, and everything else to him is what he's doing in between the Achilas. But the main activity is the Achila. So the bracha on the Achila is chal in a secondary manner on the teal and the shina. Because it's a kind of, it's a kind, like a kind of bit of time, it's a kind of a birkas hananen. Because dira involves anos adam. So it goes by his das. That's really Rabbi Natan's chiddush. Yet in other words, two frameworks, the birkas hamitzvah, and then a birkas, a bracha that's tied to Anas Adam. Anas Adam is a different framework, and it goes by the Das Adam. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Alright. It's really, it's a lachem brachas, that over here you can apply the klal of Iker and Tafel. Because of the Das Adam. Because Dira is totally in the Das Adam, just like Birkas HaNinim. That's really what Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush is. Otherwise it's, you don't understand them. Let's just finish off one more halacha. The Rav Haigoyin Kosov, Hanichnas Pesukas Chavero Levakro, Minug Yeduahu Sheyvorech, Bain Sod, Bain Lo Sod. Okay. The Rav Haigoyin Kosov, Hanichnas Pesukas Chavero Levakro, Minug Yeduahu Sheyvorech, Bain Sod, Bain Lo Sod. What is this?
Sorry, the new house or his old house?
He's going to visit his friend. In the sukkah. What do you need at the friend's house?
He's going to visit him.
So Bain Soil, I mean, he's like against everything. And, not even Shina. I mean, it's just...
Is this teal? Is this the same as teal? Is
this it seems so. I mean... The Rush seems to say that even if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam... Well, if you're like a Rabbeinu Tam, wouldn't work anyways. Because that Sukkas Chavero, you can't say Pater. But he means even according to the Minig. What he means is, Minig Yiduah Hu Sheyivarech Bein Sod Bein Lo Sod. He means even the Minig Olam that you're not Mavarech. Unless you do only on Achila. And Shina goes, might not sleep, you don't know. But if you go Levaka Chavero, then it doesn't matter. That's what he seems to be saying. Right? That even if you know Hague, because what is he telling you? Even if you know Hague, like the Minigolam that Yom Mavarch on Achila, but Levaka Chavero, Minigidu, Shivarch Ben Sod Ben Lo Sod. So what's the...
How do you know he's not arguing with Rabbeinu Tam?
He's arguing with Rabbeinu Tam?
Yeah.
What is Rav Haigoyin saying? If he holds that you're always in your own sukkah, you always make a bracha when you light the Rambam, so then what's the Chiddush? I mean, you always do it that way. Right? So he means to say that even if in your own sukkah you wouldn't do it, or like the Minhag Olam, right? That you only mavarch b'shas achila. So over here, you would be mavarch. The question is why? See, I think maybe what Rav Haigoyin is saying is like this. That, what Rav Haigoyin is saying is like this. could be what Rav Haigan is saying is that the Bikur is a different kind of, has a different nature to it of Dira. So you can't say it's covered by the Achila, because it's a different quality, it's a very special quality. That it's an important thing, it's a social thing for him, it's an important, it has its own importance, it's not its own significance, and it doesn't come under the general, it's not nifter, it's not tuffel to the achila. It's not tuffel to achila. Tuffel, you could say, in terms of his everyday activities. But this is something which is a specific act of dira, specific maisa, which is not tuffel. So it would require a bracha point to Rabbeinu Tam. And according to this, you'd have to say if you went to sleep in Chavar Sukkah, that the according to Ben Town be covered by the Achila.
Is that because that's not considered to be Bikur anymore?
Somehow or other, whichever Sukkah you were in, your Kviyas follows you. I don't know how it works, though. I don't understand how that works. But it seems to be that way. But then, at least the Rav Haigan makes a lot of sense. That Bikur has a different quality. And it's not nitfal to your achila. Because it makes sense that way, because it's a different type of activity. It's a social activity of dira. So it's not nitfal to the achila. That makes sense.
They're learning it not like the Torah, right, Rabbi?
He says, it's not mashmer of Haigayin is coming to Paschal like the Rama. Because there's minig yedua hu sheyivarech, bein saw it, bein lo saw it. So why? What's the time of the minig? So we're saying even according to Rabbeinu Tam is very good. Okay? Right. I mean, according to the way we're learning, the order is very nice in the rush. And he possibly yells like Rabbeinu Tam. And otherwise, you'd word up before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right. So the first thing you defined was the machlekes. Right, because you have machlekes like this. That what? Amar v'dumah Shmuel lulav shiva the sukkah yom echad. So lulav is shiva. My time lulav the mitzvah hilelos miyamim kol yom a mitzvah b'apei nafshahu. And sukkah d'lo mitzvah hilelos miyamim kulu shiva kachad yom aricha damo. So sukkah is one day, and lulav is different mitzvahs. So his lulav yom echad is a different reason, which is because it's only drabban, so the first day is enough. So that we're not going to go into, but that's a different thing. But basically, he would agree if it were the rice, so you'd make seven brachas, and that's why my time is sukkah. The rice is shiva lulav drabban saigle v'chad yama. He also rav and amar biyachon echad zev echad zev shiva. So they're both shiva. Because the Rabbani Yechayev and the Bracha, and Sukkah is even though it's Mifsuki Yom Melelos, is still Chayev. So the question is, what's the Machlokas? That was the question. So at first sight, we thought that the Machlokas is the Bracha and Sukkah on the Kviyas in the Sukkah, which is really a Kviyas for Zayin Yamim, or the Bracha is on the Maisa Dira, which is the Kiyam HaMitzvah of the Dira. Okay, that's what we thought at first. But there was only one problem with that. Problem was that if, for instance, Yordu Gishamim, and he had to break his kviyas, so then even according to the Mandamar, that it's Yom Echad, he would have to make another bracha. And the Gemara doesn't qualify. So it seems the Gemara holds that the bracha was always Yom Echad. Okay? So that's why we wanted to know what is the definition of machlokes. So what I wanted to say was, everybody didn't agree with me, but what I wanted to say was that the question is, what is the bracha on? Is the bracha on the shame of the mitzvah? In other words, the mitzvah demands a bracha. Okay? The chalei shame of the mitzvah demands a bracha. Is that what the bracha is? So you shouldn't have a mitzvah that there never was a bracha said over it, or every maisa mitzvah is mechayev and a bracha. Okay? So if you say the maisa mitzvah, so then it's going to be called shiva. But if you're going to say that you just have to be varach on the mitzvah, since it's not mifsiki yom milelos. There's no hefsik. So on the first day, or any day that he makes the bracha, the whole entity lies before him. So therefore, the bracha is maturif to the entire entity, and the whole mitzvah was included under the bracha. Okay? That's the mandam that holds Yom Echad. And it wouldn't make any difference, really, if it was Yodim Sham or not Yodim Sham. Okay? But if you say that, but Lulav, you can't say that. Because you can't say when the person is confronted by several mitzvahs that are discrete mitzvahs, because there's Mifsiki Leilos Miyamim. So you can't say that the Mavarech is Mavarech on the whole string of mitzvahs that are before him, because there's only one mitzvah right now before him. And every one is a separate mitzvah because it's separated by time. So therefore, the Sfiras Devarim, the words, the text, cannot relate to separate entities of mitzvah which lie ahead of him. But if it's one continuum, then the bracha can be chal on the entire Shiva Sayyam, on the mitzvah Basukah Stesha Shiva Sayyam. So if the halacha of bracha is that Basukah Stesha Shiva Sayyam requires a bracha, so he made a bracha on the mitzvah, and that's it, and he's potter. But if you say it's the Maisa mitzvah, every Maisa mitzvah is machayv and bracha, so then of course, I mean, every day is going to be chayv and a bracha. Okay? Somebody asked me, they wanted to say, propose a different possibility. That the bracha is on the kiyum mitzvah. And the kiyum mitzvah is really basukas teshva shivas yamim. So it's one kiyum. Okay? But by lulav, since it's separate maisim, so the bracha is on the separate maisim mitzvah. Or the separate kiyumim, whatever they wanted, you know what I mean? But we said it doesn't work out. Because the question is, what kiyum mitzvah are you talking about? If you're talking about the kiyum mitzvah of the gavra, so once the gavra is going to be mafsik, so now he moves out, and now he has a new chiyuv and a new kiyum. Okay? So as long as you maintain that the machayev is the maisan mitzvah, it doesn't matter kiyum, but there's going to be a breach between the first kiyum and the second kiyum. As long as you have it in the category of maisa. If you mean by kiyum the chaleshem of the kiyum, then you might as well say the chaleshem of the mitzvah. Okay, so that's why we formulated it this way. The one that was going with kiyum was really intuitively trying to say this. But in terms of real kiyum, it's not going to make, as long as, if you don't change anything in brachos, and everything is maisa mitzvah, so the moment you're going to move out, I don't care whether you say it's maisa or kiyum, it doesn't make any difference, because it's a new machayev and a new kiyum, in terms of the maisa of the gavra. So you have to get it out of the realm of the maisa of the gavra, into the realm of the chaloshim of the mitzvah. Then you could say that since it's lamiski yom milelos, that the bracha goes on the entire chaloshim of the mitzvah. Okay? Okay. Alright, then we took up the Tesfos. Echad zev, echad zev shiva. So that's how we paskin. Kiyasa ravana v'yachan echad zev, echad zev shiva. So Tesfos, we're trying to figure out, what is Tesfos saying? The plain shot in Tesfos, he says, Ein suk of a lulav shavim lebracha. Da lulav enim mevarach al pamachas bayom. Pamachas bayom. Aval suk of kol emes de nichnas la kadeshi yocho v'yishte v'yoshein v'afilu esav pamim bayom mevarach al kol achas v'achas. Midi da hava atfilin. Kol zman shemenichon. Okay. All right. Behind the time of the sukkah, dimis rami le sudas al loef shalomechol chus la sukkah. Afal pishak v'arachol bo bayom. Besukah. Okay. V'chein tefillin kol ha'yom mitzvasan shi'im menachem barosho b'zro'o. So therefore, every time he takes it off, he's going to be chayav another bracha. Mashav alulav ein yikim mitzvasa l'pam achas b'yom. I mean, so the fellows were questioning that there's a devil pashit. Everybody knows that. What is Tesfos telling you? If you made a brief, if you ate misuk in the morning, that you're not going to be having another bracha in the afternoon, or that you could eat in the morning, then in the afternoon you could eat outside the sukkah. I mean, what is the Chiddush of Tosfos? Right? So first we want to just define plain pshat and what Tosfos means, whether it's Pashat or not. But he said, what does he mean? Vayinatame de sukkah dimis rami le suda solo ef shalom echel chutz le sukkah. Afo pishak var ochel bo b'yom. That seems to be the... He's underlining af pishak var ochel bo b'yom b'sukkah. Even though, what does Tosfos mean by that? Even though he ate in the sukkah already, but nevertheless, he doesn't help him with regard to the next suda. It's not going to help him. Okay? So what we say was, I mean, Pashtus, what Tosfos is saying is that there's two types of mitzvahs. That one type of mitzvah is to do the Maisa HaMitzvah. And that's like Luluf. Once you do the Maisa HaMitzvah, you niftar. Okay? So the other way is a different kind of a cholas mitzvah. It's not, in other words, sukkah could have been structured that you have to do a maisa chila basukkah. So then, if you did a maisa chila basukkah in the morning, you would yotzei the mitzvah. Because that's the nature of the mitzvah. Okay, but the mitzvah in sukkah is not defined that way. How is the mitzvah in sukkah defined? That you should, not that you should do a maisa achila basukkah, but that you should be an ochel basukkah. So then it doesn't matter whether you ate in the morning or not, because now if you're going to eat outside, if the mitzvah is to be an ochel basukkah, so if you're going to eat outside the sukkah, you're not going to be an ochel basukkah. Okay? So there's two types of mitzvahs. One type of mitzvah is where the chiyuv is the maisa mitzvah. Alright? And then once he does the maisa mitzvah, he's putter. And the other type of mitzvah is the state of the gavra, that the gavra should be an ochel basukkah, a dor basukkah, an ochel basukkah. And since that's the nature of mitzvah sukkah, the fact that he ate in the morning has nothing to do with now. Okay, I mean, that's pashtus, what Tosfos is telling us. But the question is, why does Tosfos have to tell us that? Okay, that's the question. So what we wanted to say was that Tosfos is really wants to. There's one word in this Tosfos that it hinges on. Avalulav ein ikur mitzvaso ala pamachas biyom. That's really the chiddush of Tosfos. That and lulav is an ikur hamitzvah, and let's call it a tofel. I mean, whatever that means. I mean, but we have to, in order to understand Tosfos, we have to really investigate the structure and the nature of the Maisa Mitzvah of Lulav. So for that, we went to Tosfos Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Where Tosfos talks about Ovel Asiyaso. Okay. So we started with the bottom half of the Tosfos. Where Tosfos says that V'hod Lo Mishani. We'll come back to the first part later. But Vod lo mishani yachabeso, Inami. Tosfos' question is how you could be mevarech on a lulav over lasiyaso. So Tosfos says, Inami mishum lo gomra mitzvaso arachani anua. That you could be mevarech on the lulav even after you're notal the lulav, because the mitzvah isn't completed until shasni anua. The mehai time and amim mevarchan on atilus yadayim achan atilus lo gamam mitzvasa rachan niguv ken aminim peper kamad esota dasal lechol below niguv yadayim. So the matir of achila is not just simply natilas yadayim, but it's also niguv yadayim. So the matir doesn't come into play, and before the matir comes into play, it's still over lasiyaso. So he says similarly by lulav, you're not finished with the mitzvah. It's lo gamam mitzvasa. So then he's defining over lasiyaso means over ligmarasiyaso. Over lasiyaso means before you finish with the mitzvah. That's the definition of over lasiyaso. Not before you start the mitzvah, before you finish with the mitzvah. As long as the mitzvah is still extant, it's over lasiyaso. That's Tosfos' definition. Yeah. The only problem with those names is if you use a revius, then you don't have to wait for nigov. So then you have a problem. But, what? Yeah, Tosfos apparently with the lulav holds that that's the way to do it. because he can't do it before. His question was, because it's like it's a munach bakli, okay, which we'll explain later. But so therefore he says the only way to do it by lulav is to first pick it up. I mishan nutl bo mishan mida agbehe yotzelbehe. So no, but you're not finished with the mitzvah yet because you still have the mitzvah of nianun. Okay. All right.
But normally it would be better to do it before the Haskalah Sunday.
He doesn't say that.
He doesn't say that.
No, he doesn't say that.
Baruch is my mitzvah. If it's not to qualify the mitzvah, then what is it? Just to relate you to the mitzvah?
Yeah, it has to be, in other words, over lasiyasa means before the asiyah is complete.
Yeah.
Over lasiyasa, before the asiyah is complete.
Function of the bracha. Just, it's not to qualify, because if to qualify the action, then you want to do it before it starts. So he obviously
right.
holds that it's not the qualification of the
right.
So is it just to relate the gavra to the asiyah? Is that what the bracha is?
Whatever the function of bracha is. I mean, I don't have to go into that. I mean, he's not going into that. He's just saying that's the din of over lasiyasa. The bracha is a bracha levatala. It's a shevach lamakom on the mitzvah, and the bracha is a bracha levatala if it's over lasiyasa. It's not over lasiyasa. So if the mitzvah was over already, if it was nigmar, so now it's a bracha levatala. But what the function of bracha is, I mean,
it's not a qualification. That's for sure.
Whatever. I mean, it's not. In other words, that issue is not. You know what I mean? It's not accessible from this point to Taisus. All Taisus is saying is Brach is a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the mitzvah, and the Shevach can't be Achar Asiyaso. It must be Ovel Asiyaso. So Ovel Asiyaso means before the Asiyah is complete. Okay? That's what Taisus is saying. And Taisus with this is answering how by Lulav you can make a Brach altogether, because his problem was by Lulav when it's in front of you, so you run, it's not Biyodo. It's not Muzumenes Biyadas, it's not Ovel Asiyasa, it's too far before. It's unrelated. Because Taisus Mestavar is that you can't make a bracha before, you can't walk into a room with his lulav and with Dalal Minim make a bracha, and then go and pick it up. There's no tziruf. So Taisus, so how do you have the tziruf here? So he says, over here you have the Nianon. So you're saved by the Nianon. That's what Taisus is saying. It's a strange halacha, I mean, that l'chatchili should make the bracha before the ni'anon, but that's what Taisus is saying. Inami, mishum d'lo gamar mitzvaso. All right. Now Taisus says like this: Umiyu Taisus lo dami kuli hai. It's not exactly the same. Dini'anua eino ela machshirei mitzvah ba'alma b'lo ma'akev. Get aminu b'self pirkin. Mida'ag bei nofid bei u'mishani kishehofcha. Right, okay. So he says that really you can argue on this because Nianuim are really not Ma'ake. So the Iker HaMitzvah really is over. And Nianuim are not Ma'ake. And you're making a bracha only on the part that's not Ma'ake. It's not Iker HaMitzvah anymore. Masha'ina came to Tilz Adayim, I mean, it's Asulacha Bolo Nigov, and Taisus construes Tilz Adayim as Natila Nigov. So, the Nigov is part of the culmination of the Natila. Okay? So he says, so that's what Taisus means. He says, it's not Doma Lagamri. And you could argue in Svara that they're not identical. Okay? And if you just have Natila Shadayim as a raya, you can't bring a raya from Natila Shadayim to Lulav. Okay? Umiyu, he says, emesu, even though it's not identical, but it's still true, de labasa de nafik be mevarech. Kidemuchach perakamad psachim. But it is true that the fact nevertheless is true, even though in Svara you could argue, but the fact is true that even after you pick it up, you still could be mevarech. Okay? We skipped the raya, but we picked up the Taisus. He says, "The tzarach lomar." A few lines down, Taisus explains it. The tzarach lomar al korchach. The reasoning for why he could still make the bracha before the ni'anuim, okay, is hov a mitzvah lo nigmar adayin legamri de boi ni'anua mevorech. So Taisus here is trying to express the Svara. Even though he has a problem with the fact that what? that Ikar mitzvah is gone already. It's not over Lasiyasov with regard to Ikar mitzvah. So that in Svara presents a problem, but nevertheless, he's trying to explain it by saying that Hov on mitzvah lo nigmar adayan legamri, the boini anua, mevorech. The ode, whatever that means, but the ode can I mean it myself, Pirkin. Min hogon shel anshe Yerushalayim adam yotze mitoch beso v'lulova b'yado, nichnas l'beso knesses v'lulova b'yado, korei kriyashma v'lulova b'yado, afal pisha kol elo advarim ein ma'akfin, mikom wakom hol v'yesh b'dovar mitzvah min ha'muvcha, choshiv ka'ovel asiyasa. Choshiv ka'ovel asiyasa. Okay, before we get to that. So I want to explain what is stasis for. A stasis is a little bit saying that both ways. I mean, it's not such a push at the stasis that you can do it. So now he's trying to explain what the svara is, why you can do it. So, yeah. So what we said was like this. That Tesis holds, see, Tesis is bothered with the fact that it's not over Lasiyoso with regard to Ikar HaMitzvah. That's a logical problem. Okay? But what Tesis says, so to say it's over Lasiyoso for the Shiari HaMitzvah, the Kiyum of Nianua, which is not Ma'akev, is very difficult because Ikar HaMitzvah remains without a bracha over Lasiyoso. So Tesis wants to say like this. That since you're still involved in the mitzvah, even though it's just a kiyum, but nevertheless, you're still related to Ikar HaMitzvah. You're related kind of like Lamafreya to Ikar HaMitzvah, because you're still involved. Ikar HaMitzvah is not gone. In other words, what is the, but first I think maybe we should explain what the nature of mitzvah lulav is and why, and how it's different than other mitzvahs. Okay? The nature of mitzvahs lulav is that there's a mice in a tila, and why don't we say that after the mice in a tila it's all over? Why is there kiyum ni'anua? Because in the chafza shel mitzvah there's a kiyum shevach lamakom, in the chafza. So the mitzvah is a compound mitzvah. The mitzvah is a mice in a tila, and in the mice in a tila there's a kiyum of shevach shel makom through the chafza. Now, since there's a kiyum of shvacha shel makom through the chafza, so you could always be mekayim the through ni'anuim a mitzvah because shvacha shel makom, you still have the chafza shel mitzvah. Okay, it's not like just a ma'isa that's gone. The ma'isa mitzvah is lekicha, but it's not just lekicha. And lekicha is a kiyum of shvach through the chafza. So therefore, the kiyum through the chafza can always be repeated all day long. It's still a kiyum shvach. So that's the nature of the structure of the mitzvah. So what Tosfos is saying is that since that's really a component of the mitzvah, a necessary component of the mitzvah, so you're still involved in that component, so it reflects back as if you're involved in Ikar HaMitzvah. It would seem to me that Tosfos would hold that way, that you could be mevorech, only if you didn't put it down. If you put it down already, not mistavet, a tasteless holds that you could be mevarach. Because then already it's gone. But as long as you're involved in the kiyum, you're extending the kiyum ha-mitzvah through ni'anuim, so the ikar ha-mitzvah is not considered as if it's gone. You can still relate to ikar ha-mitzvah from which the kiyum is noveya. Okay, because the kiyum stems from the ikar ha-mitzvah. So therefore, it's over lasiyoso because it still can be mitzuruf to the ikar ha-mitzvah. As long as it's over Lasiyasa to the Ni'anua.
Even though you get the Kiyum.
Even though, right.
That he could put down, take it later and sell the Kiyum with that. So.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. I don't believe Tesha's holds that if you put it down, that it'll be good. No. Because then Ikar HaMitzvah is really gone.
But there would be.
There would be a Kiyum.
There would be a Kiyum.
Yeah, because the Cheftza has a Kiyum. Yeah. The Cheftza lends off the Kiyum. Okay? Okay. And Tesha goes, comes back once more and he says, "Ubehed yomar b'yishami the brachas perikaroa gabe tzitzis haosat tzitzis laatzma omer bracha tod Hashem lekan melech halom asher shonzon zvanu laasos tzitzis nes atef bo omer asher shonzon zvanu laasatef tzitzis." So even after he's nesatef, the Chai Adam wants to learn from the Tesis that Tesis is saying that that's when you should do it by tzitzis. The dafka, that's when you should do it, after nisatef.
Also like that.
Also like the rush. And that's why the chayyadim paskins that really you should make the bracha natalis after nisatef, like the rush. Because, like we said this far, since it's a quantum, so you can't, there's no before, intrinsic. You can't relate to it. So chayyadim quotes this, because his quote is right. Why? Because Taishas is talking about, is equating it to lulav. And a lulav he holds at the time to do it is after natil. That's the holy nami here in Taishas. So Chayyadim is learning good shot in Taishas. That nisatef has to mean in Taishas, has to mean bedafke after nisatef. Okay? So he says, when we come back home, Taishas comes back again. Lo legamri dami lululav. It was still bothering him. Dasim var chaltis lulav mishanotel ovrokvar ikar mitzvah. Okay? All right, that's basically what Taisus wants to inform you once more. I don't think it's an exactly analogous. Okay, it's not exact. Because over here, you have to use the mechanism of the fact that since he's involved in the kiyum, and the kiyum emanates from the Iker HaMitzvah, it's Mitzuruf, by the overlasiyosa for the kiyum, it's Mitzuruf to the Iker HaMitzvah. Because you can't say the bracha doesn't go on Iker HaMitzvah, that's just not possible. Okay? Interesting. Why does Taisus add on this last part? V'asam b'yishalmi pligi mitzvos me'emes ha'mevarchalein. Rabbi Yochanan Omar over lasiyason. Rav Huna Omar b'shas lasiyason. Why does Taisus say that there? I mean, we all know lasiyason. I think Taisus adds this because he wants to show you the machlokes is a question of tziruf. It's a question of tziruf. That's the whole idea. So that's why. The question is, which is the mitzaref? Is it over lasiyason or b'shas lasiyason is the mitzaref? So that's what Teish was saying. Since it's a concept of mitzaref, which is the machlekes, so now his svara that there's a tziruf if while you're involved in the kiyum is set on a sound foundation. There's a basis for it. There's a basis for it. It fits into the whole framework. That's why he quotes the Yerushalmi. See. Okay, so that's what Taisvis, now it comes out that's what Taisvis is telling you before, why it's a chiddush. What he's telling you is that in lulav, it's not defined like by sukkah, that you should be a gavra, that's a note lulav. That's not the definition. Because with that the definition, then it would be like sukkah, and you'd have to make a bracha every single time. So that's why Taisvis says, ikur mitzvaso. In the tesis of Memhei Amibes. Okay? So that's the differentiation. That sukkah, the mitzvah is you should be a yoshev basukkah. But by lulav, even though kol hayom kulo is a mitzvah, but it's a different definition. It's the definition he explains over here that the chefza lends itself to a kiyum, but it's not ikim mitzvaso. So you wouldn't make a bracha. You wouldn't make a bracha all the time because it's not the definition is not by lulav that you should be a note lulav. Then when you put it down, you'd have to make another bracha again. Kalayom will be like sukkah. So that's basically what Taisus is alluding to. That's great. You shouldn't think from echad zeh that it's the same concept. And he explains the concept by sukkah, and that's not the concept by lulav. That's the chiddush of Taisus. Yeah, the Rambam holds like Taisus. Not completely, because he holds that l'chatchili should make the bracha over lasiyaso before. But in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tezvav, he says, not less a lulav, mevarach al natilas lulav. Shekivan sheik bio, yotza yidei chavaso. Aval en birach kodem sheyidl, mevarach lito lulav, kamo leishev basuka. Mikana talomet, shem mevarach acha sheos, mevarach al asiyah. Okay, and then in the same parak in Aleph Halacha Hey, he said also mitzvah v'lo birech in mitzvah she'adayin asiyasa kayemes mevarach achar asiyah v'im dover she'ovaru einu mevarach ketzad areishin esatev betzitzis so she'lovash tefillin ashiyashu besukah v'lo birech tchil lechaz mevarach achar shen esatev she'esim zanzan osatev betzitzis v'chim v'rach ashlov v'nechtzum aval im shochat b'lo bracha einu chozar hashchita mevarach ala shchita. Chenim kisa adam b'lo bracha. Hifresh truma meisres. Oshet tovav b'lo birach. Einachos mevarach achasiyah. V'chen kol kiyotze b'zeh. So it has to be a mitzvah which is adayin asiyas ha'kayemes. So in that part he agrees with Taisus. that as long as the asiyasas kayemis, because you can do ni'anuim, so the bracha is not a bracha levatala, and it's mitzuref. It's not a bracha levatala because asiyasas kayemis. But you see, the Rambam's like Tesis, that even though Iker HaMitzvah was Yotzei, as long as there's a kiyum through the Cheftza, he's still considered involved in the mitzvah. And if he's considered involved in the mitzvah, so he can still be Mevarach. Okay. So Allah we paskin that he can be Mevarach even after he, even if he forgot the Mevarach before the Tefillah, so he can still be Mevarach after Iker HaMitzvah. Like Tesis holds, and like the Rambam. Okay. All right. So now we're going back to the beginning, backtracking to the beginning of the Tesis of Oval Asiyasan. All right. So Tesis is a little difficult on the surface. Says me Tom Zetzar Chavarcha Lul of Kadosh Yitlano Di Lachashen Notlo Mi Da Anbei Nafak Bei. Can I bring myself Pirkin? Here's going with the Svar Ikar Mitzvah. Omi Ulom Estava Klau. Okay. So our question was that, I mean, he's setting up a case which everybody would agree is not mezumenes biyada because it's bekli. Of course, in that case, he wouldn't do it. But why can't you have it on the shulchan, have your hands on it, that's mezumenes biyado, and then pick it up? Right? And he doesn't exclude that case. Right? That was the kasha. I mean, how does the Rambam have it? That's how the Rambam has it, right? The smuchin. It's close by then. So it's over lasiyasa.
It's on the table.
On the table, the smuchin law. Okay. So we wanted to say like this, that when it's in a kli, it can't be over lasiyasa because it's not mezumenes biyada, because it has another designation. It's in the kli, right? So the other designation of being in the kli is a tarta d'sasha to mezumenes biyada, right? All right. So the question is like this: let's say you have a lulav, you have the dalaminim lying on a table. So the question is that state considered a state of designation? In other words, what does he do with the dalmanim after he gets finished? He puts them on the table. He puts them on the table. So on the table is considered designated. Once it's considered designated, then it can't be mizumenes biyado. So even if he should hold it, it doesn't matter because unless he picks it up. I mean, if it's considered on the shulchan that it's designated, that that's its designated spot to be lying on the shulchan, so then, I mean, it's going to be a tata de sasri to mizumenes biyada, just like it's munuch bekli. So, it's okay, thanks. So Taisa says that, So Taisvus gives you the case of Kli, because that case is clear. The idea is clear. That once it's designated to the Kli, it can't be mizumenes biyado. Then he expects you to make the analogy that when it's on the table, it's also considered designated. But he gives you the case where it's clearly, the idea is more clear. And then he expects you to take that idea and to apply it to this case. That's the pshat and thesis. Okay? All right. He says, V'shema mishiyaschil lito lulav kodem shiyito la'esrog mavarach. Maybe what he could do is he could when he begins to take the lulav, before he takes the esrog, so he has three of them, it's over lasiyason. Shema akvin zeze. So shema akvin zeze means that, what does makvin zeze mean? It means that until you have four, you really have nothing. as Machman says, there's no three minim. So it's dal minim. So before you have four, you really have nothing. Because the Machman says that. So therefore, the moment you take the fourth one, that's when the shein dal minim comes into existence. So it's before the existence of the entity of mitzvah. That's what Tesis is saying. Because Tesis holds, what's Tesis for? Tesis says, is if it's not Muzumenes Biyada, it's not Mestavra that he can make the bracha. Because he's not in the situation of mitzvah. But over here, if he took the three, you can't say he's not in the situation of mitzvah. Because the three are going to become mitzuruf to the fourth to make the entity. So in terms of his being involved in the mitzvah, he's considered involved. Of course, even though the three are nothing, but the three, when the fourth comes, then the three are something. So he's involved in an entity that that's omei to the kiyum mitzvah. Okay, it's not nothing. So therefore, he's considered involved. Why Tosfos says v'shema? Because the halacha is that what? That if you notel each one separately, you make a bracha on each one separately. So in terms of the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, when you notel, it has a din of a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. But the kiyum can't take place until you have the entity of dal minim. But it's still considered a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. So it's not going to be over lasi yaso with regard to the ma'isa netila of the lulav, of the three. Even though it'll be over lasiyaso for the kiyum mitzvah of the dalet, because there's no shame three. The mitzvah is only four. So when you have three, you have nothing. There's no chefza shel mitzvah yet. But nevertheless, the ma'isa netila, it has a din ma'isa netila even before the. The entire entity is in existence. The only problem, so there's a problem with that pshat in Tesis. Why? Because Tesis himself says, Lamadal on the base, Shateluki Chatama, he discusses that the Ma'akvi Adadi, Lo Shalashal Ainlo, Elashainlo, Aval Yeshlo, a Ma'akvi, and a Pishwal, as well as a Ma'akvi, Lo Temad, Margulo, Adadadali, Margul, Kolchavachad, Luchude, Shapidami. So that's what Abba Allah's Gedolos holds. The Kamalan Lulavin Sarhaga, the Dalla Tema Uloma King, Tesis says, the Kivin the Kulam Mitzvahacha, Sayach, Yulu, Bezeachazer. Okay. So it's not so pushy. So you can't really take that shot. Can't take the Ramz Allah and put it in Tesis. So back to the question of why Tesis says that, why he only says Shema. I mean, Tesis has to be going according to the pshat that you can't take them separately. You have to take them together. So then that will make a lot of sense. That's what we were explaining Tesis actually. It's not really a Shem until it's all together. That's right. So therefore, it's really over Las Yassim, because before you take the fourth one, you have nothing. That's what's Mashman Tesis and supported by the Tesis Lama Dalar and Beis. So the question is, why is Tesis unsure about it? Why is he unsure about it? What Tesis is saying is like this. Tesis is saying Mizumenes Biyado is really over Las Yassim. Mizumenes Biyado. But over here, he's saying a new svara. He's not saying mizumenes biyada because the esrog is really like munachala and a kli. So they're not mizumenes biyada. But he's saying that the reason why you need mizumenes biyada is because you need the gavra involved in the mitzvah. So over here, because he has three of them, that when the fourth one comes, will become an entity of mitzvah. So to speak, l'mafreya, it comes out he was involved in the asiyas mitzvah, so that's why it's over asiyas. So that's what Tesis is not sure about that svar, because it's not really mizumenes biyado. But you're saying that it's over asiyas because the four, the three, don't have any reality, and the reality of the three takes place when he takes the fourth one. But nevertheless, since he did an act to the three, which eventually become the entity of mitzvah, so he's considered misasek b'mitzvah. And misasek b'mitzvah is the same, is, it gives him the same status as mizumenes b'yodo, that he can relate to the mitzvah now. So it's a different svar. That's what Tesis is misupik about that svar. He's misupik about that svar. It's really not mizumenes b'yodo. It's like he's saying he's being osek b'mitzvah. He's osek physically in the mitzvah. Even though halachically that which he has in his hand is nothing, but it will become something. So you consider the gavra an osuk b'mitzvah, and therefore he's mitzurf to the mitzvah in terms of avalas yasa. So it's a new svar. Tais is not sure about that svar. So if he's hofech the yesro, so they're really mizumenes biyado. It's an ikiv in the kiyum. It's an ikiv in the netil also. It's an ikiv, the netil doesn't take place until Latzei Shittim Amda, until he's the Gederach and the Lasso. So, but it's Mizumen B'yado. It's Mizumen B'yado. That Teretz is Mestav. I mean, that's the way of the world was. It took on that Teretz Taisus. You turn over the Esrei.
Why not the first one?
What?
You should.
Because there shouldn't be a mice in the tila, but Tesis holds, Tesis going Lushitasa. That it's nothing. So therefore, there's no mice in the tila on the three until you have the fourth. So you only need to be mahapech the esro. So mezumenes biyado means when you're closest to the mitzvah. So that's why he holds you just turn over one. Because then he's closest, then it's really mizumen b'yada. Apparently, the more it's mizumen b'yada, the closer it is, the greater the tziruf.
But if you were to hold it,
you have to pick them up one. You can pick them up one at a time. So then you have to mahapach all of them, because each one you did a mice and a tilon already. Wouldn't be over lasiyasa. Be over to the kiyam mitzvah, but it wouldn't be over to lasiyasa. Siyasa mitzvah. So that's what Tesis holds, that it's nothing. Like we said before. So since Tesis Lushitaso holds that the three are nothing, so he says you only have to be Mahapech one. So it's more Mizumenes Biyado when he only has one to be Mahapech. Then he's really ready. Okay? Okay, now Tesis says the Eitzah of, like the Gro did. That what? That you Mechavin Shalom Lotzesbo. Not everybody agrees with that. I think there's a Rajbar that says that it wouldn't help. But let's say we agree. I mean, the Taisus definitely helps that way. So, but the problem is like this. We had a problem with this. Problem was, what? Another way to do it. Not a simple way. You have to be a Baal Halacha for that, but it's possible to do it that way. So, yeah. But the question is, you see, the question here is like this. The question is, if he's mechaven, if you're saying, because even though he says mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, but mechaven shelo lotzeis, you're definitely not yotze. Okay? Why? So, pashtus, you say, the reason is because that's definitely not a ma'aseh mitzvah. Because the guy doesn't want to be yotze. But then it's going to be a problem, really. Because then it's not mezumen b'yado. Because he doesn't want the mitzvah altogether. So it's true, right. And it comes out that he's not interested in the mitzvah, and he has no shaychus to the mitzvah. So how is that? How is he going to be mitzurf to the mitzvah when he changes his mind to be yotze?
It's like, right. It's like both ways.
You can't have both ways. He's saying it's not considered anything. So if it's not considered anything, so it's just as bad as if it's a munach b'kli. I mean, the gavra is not related to the mitzvah. He's doing it for another purpose. He doesn't want the kiyum mitzvah at all. You see? So it depends on how you learn that mitzvos ain't shichas kavana, but mechavim shlo lotzeis, you're definitely not yotze. If you learn because mechavim shlo lotzeis is one step further removed, then if he's neutral, you say, So that, in other words, that that's like extra. That certainly can't be your Maisan Mitzvah. Then you're going to have a problem with this Taisus. But Taisus really doesn't learn that way. Taisus learns that Mechavin Shlo Lotzeis, the reason why you can't, he's not Yotze, it's not because it's worse than, if a person's an Amos Chavin, he blows the shofar, is Takei L'Shir. So he blows L'Shir, he's Amos Chavin, but he happens to hit the right notes. So there we say, Mitzvah Saint Shechas Kavana. But if he's Mechavin Shlo Lotzeis, then you're going to interpret it, that's definitely Mafkir Maisa Mitzvah. That's not the way Taisus learns. Because then you'd be just as far away before. But what Taisus learns is like this, that the halacha is you can't give a person a kiyum mitzvah bal karcha, against his will, whatever reason he doesn't want it. You can't give him a kiyum mitzvah bal karcha. So Taisus says over here it's bal karcha because he really wants to do the mitzvah b'shleimusa. You see, because we said that according to Taisus, the bracha really enhances the mitzvah. The bracha is, even though you hold mitzvah and shechas kavanah, but you certainly shouldn't do it that way, l'chatchila, because the kiyum mitzvah in terms of the gavra is lacking in terms of the objective of the mitzvah. So, and then we said in terms of the limud of the mitzvah, that it's true, he's yetz of the mitzvah, but it's not really the limud of the mitzvah. So the bracha enhances that. So over here, he doesn't want to be Yotze until he's a Mavarech, because of the perfection of the mitzvah. He wants to get the mitzvah in the highest form. So he is Mitzuref. He is Mitzuref. But the halacha is, you can't give a person a Kiyum HaMitzvah Bal Karcha. That you can't do. So therefore, if he picks it up, Shalom Lotzeis Bo, it's Bal Karcha. Bal Karcha, you can't do it. There's a separate halacha in Bal Karcha. That's the way he interprets the Mechavin Shlo Lotzeis. Not because it's worse. It's like a negative. Like Mitzvah Shlo Lotzeis is a neutral. And Mechavin Shlo Lotzeis is a negative, so that's why it doesn't work. Now, that's not the pshat. Pshat is because he can't give a person a kiyum a mitzvah Bal Karcha. So Bal Karcha, he could have good intentions, but it's still Bal Karcha. So he's really mitzurif to this mizmenes biyado because he really wants to do it in the proper way. Like Taisu says, she is chavin shlo lotzis bo aracha bracha. So he knows he's going to do. He wants to do the mitzvah immediately. It's not that he's against the mitzvah, but the fact is that bal karcha you can't give a person a kiyum mitzvah. That's Taisu. Okay, all right.